You're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. Now, this is very exciting. We've got a couple of special guests in the studio. Morena, Alice and Phineas.
Morena.
Morena.
How are we this morning?
Pretty good.
Yeah, feeling
a little
great.
Bit wet and a little bit crazy from the drive.
Yeah, awesome. That's the kind of energy we need on the breakfast show, I think. We're here to talk about the Weed Eaters. Big forking tour.
Oh, yeah.
As in the utensil, not the swear word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just clarifying for anyone out there who's getting ready to lodge a BSA complaint. Okay, this is very exciting. Millie and I have both seen the film. It's so beautiful. But I think first I want to ask, on a scale from 1 to 10, how excited you are to take your horror movie to gore?
10.
Oh, an easy 10.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see all my friends down there.
Do you know a lot of people in gore?
No. Please come.
How do you think the people of gore are going to react?
I reckon they're going to love it. I mean, the movie is pretty gory.
Yeah.
I think everyone who lives in gore enjoys a bit of that. I loved the gore in the movie. Was it fun to like act around that many like special effects and stuff?
So fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
And it was funny in the kitchen at nighttime. We'd be like doing the dishes after dinner, and Annabelle would be on the stove slaving over a pot of hot blood for the next day's shoot.
Actually, yeah, there's some brains she makes. That I found disgusting to eat, but they were actually kind of yummy as well. Like,
okay.
The texture was gross, the imagination imagining what they were was gross, but actually it was a little bit like a creme brulee.
Yeah,
sensory kind of hell, but a little bit delicious.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that's how I'd probably describe the Weed Eaters as well.
That's good.
That's a good we should
put
use
it on
that.
The poster.
Yeah. Oh, let's take a moment for the Letterboxd reviews because they're really good. Do you have how did that feel after premiering the film at the Civic and then seeing some of the Letterboxd reviews starting to come through?
It was like, oh my God, we made a real movie.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, that screening at the Civic was so cool because we'd been working away on it for so long, and we'd forgotten that it was a comedy at all. Because, you know, when you see the same joke 100 times, it kind of wears off. But people were just cracking up the entire movie. We got a mid-movie round of applause, which was cool.
Yeah.
And then on Letterboxd, they were just like gushing reviews.
Mm.
Was the mid-movie round of applause, if I remember correctly, it was no spoilers, but that particular weed whacker scene?
Cannot confirm or deny.
Okay, right.
But
you just have to watch the film to find out. It's horrific and awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was cool. Learned a lot about the Letterboxd rating algorithm as well.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, if you get heaps of 5 stars, it doesn't actually make your average go up.
Ah. Oh.
Anyway,
okay.
Not that I'm bragging about how many 5-star reviews we got.
But just know there were a lot.
There were a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of little love hearts as well.
Yeah. Aww. And then, you know, since the Civic, you've won a whole range of awards all over the world.
Yeah.
At all these different film festivals. That must feel pretty... Bizarre and special.
Yeah, it's amazing. We won the Best Feature Award at South by Southwest Sydney, which was so cool. We won the Jury Prize at Gérard Mer in France.
Yeah.
And we were
Black Sheep won back in the day
when it
came out.
Yeah.
So it's got a bit of a pedigree, the Jury Prize.
Yeah, and we were honourably mentioned in Buenos Aires in the cannabis film festival there.
The weed festival.
So did you know that there was a cannabis film festival? Did you know that existed? Because I didn't.
We applied to it.
Okay, right.
I think they hit us up though.
Yeah.
They heard about it somehow and emailed us and went, we think your movie might be a great fit.
But I didn't know that there were cannabis film festivals until now, you know, until
like, there's multiple, plural?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a Tokyo one.
Wow.
They're all over.
Wow.
Awesome.
I didn't know that.
So the movie's gone all over the world. It went to Indonesia as well and went off there. So it's actually really cool that it's, like, the humour, like, transfers sort of internationally, and it's not just Kiwis who find it super funny.
Yeah. It is super funny. And it's also got real Kiwi humour to it. So, yeah, like you say, it's cool that it's taken off with an international audience. But let's talk about the Big Forking Tour.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a general release in cinemas on April 30th. Mm-hmm. But before then, you're hitting the road.
Yep.
And going to pretty much everywhere
mm-hmm.
in the country. We've got city centres as well as, like, the regions. Mm-hmm. Gore, as we mentioned before. There's a whole bunch of Tamaki shows. There's also going to be, like, you know, the screenings, and then I hear there's meatpack raffles, scream competitions, surprise mm-hmm. guests, and Q&As.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a 6-foot fork.
Oh yeah. It's going to be a whole thing.
Yeah, a bit of a road show. Who knows what's going to happen on any given night. Crazy stuff's going to go down.
Annabelle's been working very hard on the giant fork.
Yep. Yeah, what's it made of?
I don't know. You'd have to ask her. I think it's got like a wooden skeleton.
Yeah.
Could be like a paper mache thing, but who knows what she's got cooking.
But it's
got
to come apart, you know, it's got to go on the planes. It's
going to be.
I don't want to say it's the main thing, but it's kind of the main thing.
Never thought about the logistics of transporting a 6-foot fork.
I know.
It's harder than you'd think. So, are you guys excited for the meatpack raffles? I feel like that's a tradition we don't do enough these days.
Yeah.
Bring it back, man. I can't wait to do the meatpack raffle.
Okay, so you're hoping to single-handedly revive the art of a meatpack raffle.
I think, yeah. And you want that sitting out for a while as well.
You do.
You want that on stage, under the lights, getting nice and warm.
Preferably in the sun a little earlier that day as well.
Ideally.
Yeah.
Ideally. And the scream competitions would be fun as well. That was something we did in London at Fright Fest when we were over there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, with some t-shirts to give away. So we had a scream competition.
Awesome.
Which was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
We also gave a t-shirt away to the first person that could get us some weed.
So, watch
how long did that take?
Not long. Turns out there's loads of stoners at the stoner movie.
Who would have thunk it? Very cool. The Tamaki shows are sort of spread throughout April.
Yep.
We've got Wednesday, mm-hmm. April 8th at the Hollywood. When's the next one?
The 24th, I believe.
Yes. Is that the special 4D?
Yeah, special 4D screening in the comedy festival.
Oh, my God. So, okay. A 4D screening of this movie.
Yeah.
What does that look like? Does it, like, smell?
Maybe.
Look, we're working on it.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be smells, sights. Touches, some tastes, hopefully.
Oh my God.
And definitely some sounds.
Okay.
Is that all of them? All the senses?
Maybe some ghosts for the sixth sense, you never know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a seance.
Millie was telling me that she had somewhat of a 4D experience watching this film herself.
Yes.
She watched it at home and she picked up a rotisserie chicken on the way home.
Mm-hmm. No, terrible idea.
Didn't quite know.
I got home and I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch Weed Eaters tonight and it's going to be awesome. And I sat down with my chicken salad really earnestly.
Mm-hmm.
It moved to the table to the kitchen quickly.
Oh.
Yeah. There's some criminally bad roast chicken in the film. The story will make perfect sense and horrify you when you see the movie.
So good. There's also screenings at the Academy Cinemas on April 26th in Tamaki and at Rialto Newmarket on the 29th.
Yeah.
For anyone just tuning in, we're talking to Alice and Phineas from the Weed Eaters about their Big Forking Tour. If you haven't heard of the Weed Eaters, I mean, where have you been? But cannibal weed horror comedy extravaganza.
That's right.
It's pretty much all you
That's
need
it.
To know.
Yeah.
And then just submit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say.
Submit.
Thank you guys so much for coming up for a corridor. So much exciting stuff on the horizon for you. And so excited for it to be in cinemas on April 30th as well.
Oh, yes.
We can't wait.
Yeah. So cool. Everyone can get their tickets for the advanced screenings in April. By Maslow Entertainment, right?
Yes, and on flix.co.nz.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Millie's got some bats for us.
Yeah.
Because in honour of Paul Keane, who is such a star in this
film.
He
is an amazing actor.
Breakout star, Paul Keane.
I was really blown away. I was like, he's so funny on stage when he plays with the bats. And I was like, how's this going to go down? Incredible actor.
Yeah. Yep. The man's got riz. What can I say?
Okay, shall we listen to the bats?
Yeah, we're going to listen to Miss These Things.
Mate. Beautiful.
Because I miss my innocence.
Whoa. Thank you guys so much for coming up.
Thanks for having us, guys.